were discussing yesterday the issue of the Shnei Saras and the length of the Shnei Saras. So let's just open once again to the riff that we had seen and take a quick look. Shnei Saras Amuris on page Kuf Yutes in the bottom, or page Mem and Mem Aleph. Three different opinions, right? And the most, if you map it for all of them. What's the greatest shear? Achim and Shear Lochuf Roshan Leikrin. So someone asked me, what is that? Right? So we had someone want to know whether his sphere beard was that or not, and how much it really is. So one of the distinguished young Rabbonim gave me, in a totally different context, something which he had prepared on this topic. You'll see the context is a little bit, I don't even want to laugh or cry. By the way, if you're missing Maram Makomas here, the new ones are right here. His context was, believe it or not, apparently there's a new style in certain places where men shave their heads. Nothing. Especially men who don't have anything in the front, so they make a low plug. They shave everything off, you know. We read in this week's parsha, Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. Okay, and according to many Rishonim, even if you don't use a razor, it's a halachic issue. It's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, not going into the Yoredeh, Kuf Pei Aleph. And then the question becomes, well, how long is long? How much do you have to leave not to be in violation of this serious question? To those who said, look, you have to leave whatever is considered halachically a sar, which is what? Kedei Rosh, Lochuf Rosho Leikro. So how much is that? So he quotes Poskim who say, five millimeters, which is approximately 0.2 inches. In other words, one fifth of an inch. It's already enough to turn it around slowly. So what does that mean, lemaisa? Well, you know, if you go to a barber, I still know one here is a barber, but if you, they have these things which, you know, they have number one, number two, number three, you know. Zero also, but okay, but it's Bissa. And according to what the barbers say, one is 1/8 of an inch, and two is 2/8 of an inch, etc., etc. So if you want to use to make sure that that this shear, which was some post can say of half a centimeter, you have to use a two. You can't use a one. However, this young Rav says, quotes a Gemara in Nazir, that this shear of Kseyochov is as long as it takes for the hair to grow in 1 week. A week's, obviously, no, people are identical, right? Some people grow hair faster. We all know that. But a week's growth of hair, that's the approximation of this shear. And as a matter of fact, he says that he looked around, the number one clipper is described as leaving a week's growth. And he must have looked in some scientific book, when you look on the internet, he said, most people on average grow a hair at a half an inch a month, which is 30 days in a month. That means it's a little bit less than 1/8 of an inch, 0.115 according to his arithmetic. So therefore, even if you're using a number one, it may still suffice to leave you 1/8 of an inch. That's the most chomer de gashir. Yochav rocho shalikro. He quotes it in Chavetz Chaim, who writes about this in a Bir Halacha, in a totally different context. He just throws this in as a, to be Simon Reish Nanal for the Shabbos. He says, he has a lashon over here. You have to be careful that you should have to leave what he calls over here an interesting expression of ktsas min aktsas. What does that mean? Perhaps he's makel to the other shiurim as far as all these things are concerned. You have shtei saras for poro and negoyim, and for becoming measuring godless to the three different shiurim here in the Mishnah, Masechta Nida. But when it comes to hakafas pasarosh, no, then it has to be a complete hakafa, and everyone agrees as long as ktsas and aktsas is there, will not be a violation. This is a digression. I just wanted to show you something, a little bit of the science that I was told by one of the Rabbanim who did some research on this topic. Okay, that's my introduction to today's shiur. Good. Let's now get back to some of the other issues which concern this very serious matter. Go nice and slowly. The halacha lemaisa, we follow chazaka de rava. Yesterday, chazaka de rava means, we read it, we saw it in the riff, rava declared, based upon empirical observation, that most, that's how we understand it to mean, that most individuals who turn 13, they have brought shtei saras, and you can rely on it. For what can you rely upon it? So the general assumption is, it's a good chazaka, it's a Ramban, it's a Befurish and Chulin, it's a chazaka, the miyut, however, is a miyut ha-matsui, and therefore with respect to Doraisas, we cannot rely upon the chazaka without doing a bedika. With respect to the Rabbanans, we're maker. That's the main position in halacha. There is an additional position, truth to be told, that is espoused by Chayodam and others who say no. They say chazaka de rava is not that strong. It's only a din de rabbanan completely. It's only a chumrah. Remember, the case where the Gemara says you do rely upon it is the chumrah that once the girl turns 12, she can no longer do miyun. We don't find mefurish in the Gemara that you can rely upon in the kula, even for the rabbanans. And I wanted to show you some of the discussion about this in the Shev Shmaitza, the famous svarim, the Shev Shmaitza. Shmaitza, hey, Perek Yud Aleph talks about this. Avnei Nezer, in Siman Reish Tesvav, quotes and disagrees. And he, Avnei Nezer himself, thinks that the Chazaka thereof is very weak. It's not really a din d'oraisa. And the main topic of this discussion centers around what's something called Mufla Samach Liish. We already saw this yesterday. That's how we got started. If you remember, if you looked at the Mishnah that we had seen, okay, the first Mishnah talks about over here, page Kuf Tetzvah, that's where we started the riff yesterday. Mufla Samach Liish. A year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, the Nedarim, and what do you mean Nivdokim? Rashi, look on the side of the riff, Nivka Yosef rather. If you das the shemi nodra the dorel kayamin ish ki yafli linda but mufla samach ish nidro neder kshodel the forish kavanaso called Rabbi Yochanan said actually a din d'orais. Fine. Rabosai, what will happen in the following situation? What will happen, Rabosai? Someone is 13 years old, a boy, no simonim, no simonim, absolutely not, 100% sure, no simonim. Will his neder be a neder or not? See, the Shmaitzer where it's going to the Rambam, absolutely yes. Why? Because mufla samach liish means at age 12, there's certainly no simonim. But still, not despite that fact that neder is a neder, so when the person, that's with a certain extra level of intelligence, you know, more than average, so when a child turns 13 and is of average intelligence, the neder is also a neder. Also an eder. Oh. Now, the Brisker Rav in Masechta Temura has a very beautiful comment. Of course, these are notes that the Talmid took from the Shiurim, but on the Beis and Beis and was printed as Chidushi HaGriz on Masechta Temura, has a following beautiful understanding. Chutz HaMachlokas, what does it mean Ufla Savalish? According to the Rambam, it's age 12 or age 13. Finished. That's what it is. However, according to Bali HaTosfos, no. In Masechta Nidah, two places. It's a year before they bring the simonim. It's one of those things that you can't tell at the time, right? Because, okay, she turned 11, he turned 12. Good, mufla. But you can't say for sure because you don't know if a year from now there's going to be simonim. According to the Rambam, you don't need simonim for the category of mufla. Comes the Brisker Rav and says something very deep. There is a big dispute, Rabbi Osai, with respect to a Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Yes, the Gemara is a Gemara that we sort of glossed over. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Those who remember from way before you, before Shoshana, a long time ago, we learned this sugya. And there, the Gemara is talking about various situations of Mishamshas B'moch, And the bottom of that daf, Yudbezim and Bezim, Gemara says, Bonim harehem kesimonim. Simonim means you have, you know, Shnei Saras. Bonim harehem kesimonim. So even if they're not Shnei Saras, she gives birth to a child, by definition, she is a gedola. Says Tosfos, harehem kesimonim. Take a look, Yudbezim and Bez, harehem kesimonim. Look what it says. Af al pi de kaimla benida. The toch hazman kalifnei hazman. We saw that in the riff yesterday. If one develops, a woman develops shtei saras, or a man shtei saras. We call it a shuma, it's a growth. It's not considered a sign of maturity. Vlo havi gedola b'avya shtei saras b'shnas yud beis. Yeah. Mikom akom. Ibur bonu b'nei kayoma toch hazman. Kisimonim achar hazman. So writes the Baal Yatosis. What do they say? Says the Brisker of Alumnus. According to the Baal HaTosis, there's only one criterion for godless, and that is simonim. The reason you need 12 or 13 years is a technicality, because if you don't have 12 or 13 years, it's not called simonim. It's called the Shuma Bialma. But fundamentally, it's only one criterion, and that is simonim. Contrast this with the Rambam. The Rambam writes, when he discusses in Perek Beis and Hilchos Ishus, how we define who is a gadol and gadol, etc., he writes as follows: Habas halach beis halachates, Habas sheyolda achar shteim esrei shana. Bonim harem kesimonim. Explains the Brisker Rav that according to the Rambam, Rabosai, years are an independent criterion. An independent criterion, a sine qua non. Without the years, I don't care how many children you have. I mean, it's wacko science fiction, whatever. But it doesn't matter. You have children. Without the 12 years, they cannot be godless. This is the shita of the Rambam in contradistinction to what we just saw in Tosis on the Yud Beis and Mid Beis. Oh, the Meilar explains the Brisker Rav is machlokos l'shitasim. According to the Rambam, since shonim are an independent criterion, we can define mufla samach liish as a year before that independent criterion of shonim. Clearly, since you're talking about a 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl, you don't need simonim. So that itself is considered to be a mufla. But according to the Baal HaTosis, l'shitasam, they hold that there's no need for shanim per se. And if you have bonim, you're a gedola. Even without simonim, without shanim rather, so shanim doesn't mean anything in and of itself. The mela, mufla, samach liish, by definition, has to be a year before simonim, because shanim itself is nothing. That's the beautiful shtickle Torah, if you want to look it up. The Brisker Rav on Tmura Da Beis of Beis, it happens to be page Ches in this edition of the Chedushi Agriz, and that's the Lomdus as far as how we define godless Lalocha. Okay? Let's go into it briefly because of the lack of time. Fine. Good. It's interesting. We saw a dispute in the Mordechai that we're not bekiyim for gumos. See those pores that are sine qua non, the gemara's in beferish. We're not bekiyim. But there's ribui saros or arukos, that's good enough. Where does it come from? A Tosis Masechta Kiddushin. That it says over there that it's not normal for the ribui saros to come before 13 years. And therefore, not only do we have to find gumos, we don't even have to find a birth certificate. Ribu Saris, this is itself proof that the person is a gadol. You have to have gumos, so just that we assume that there are gumos, since there's so many saras. There's so many saras, at least two of them have to have a guma. If it's arukos, so those two arukos also presumably have a guma. Now, that's what the Ritva explains in Masechta Nida Daf Nun Beis. Mestama, there are gumos. Again, aruchos and those two, and ribui, at least two of the many, presumably have gumos. But this indicates to us, Rabbi Osai, that you certainly need, no matter how many saras are there, you still need saras. And therefore you need, Rabbi Osai, saras of, what do we call it before? Half a centimeter, or whatever the shear happens to be, of turning it from around the cuff of Rosh HaLikro, that is a requirement. This is what the Pischei Tshuva writes in Seder Chalitza, as opposed to a Bach, that the Pesach Yeshiva quotes in Simon Kuf Samach Tesef Kotan Tesvavi thinks the Bach is incorrect, but the Bach has a basis in the Ran in the Sechta Nida Nataf, that the Ran says a Sorok Tana with a Guma works as a Simon. That's the Ran's Chiddush, and the Bach presumably holds that way. Exactly how long a Seah Aruka is, a discussion there in the Seah Chalitza, Ka'ovi Etzpa, and the Pesach Yeshiva says that we don't have to do any more bedikas beyond that point. Fine. Our minig is, we don't check. When it comes to a chalitza, let's say a boy is 12 years old, Nebuch, his older brother dies, and he's 12 years old, and he has to do chalitza, so he can't rely on his bar mitzvah. You have to check to see if there's Shnei Saras. Mamash, that's before Shadim, we saw the Dinach. Before Shigamara. So the question becomes, Tosfos said the proper thing to do is to check before the bar mitzvah, and then to check again after the bar mitzvah. Right? We saw that. And if you remember, the Shulchan Aruch said, in post facto, if you didn't do that, this is what's found in Simon Kuf Nun Hei, if you didn't do that, you didn't do that. Okay. It says over here. You have to have the saras afterwards, but mechshemotzim lo saras achar hazman, ma'achikin osu kegdola, afilu lechalitza, v'lo chashinon shemebo konem hazman. That's how we pass in halacha, Shulchan Aruch, kuf nun hei, sif yud dalet. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say necessarily here, that you're required to follow Tosfos and make at least an initial check before the bar mitzvah to make sure that these hairs indeed are not the same hairs from before 13, which wouldn't count. The question is, why not? It's the Mefurish of Tosfos. So the Achronim say, Tosfos is referring to a case where you have two hairs, two measly hairs. So then you have to check in advance to make sure it's not the same two measly hairs that were there from before 13, because they don't count. It's considered to be a Shuma. But Bizmaneinu, we no longer rely on two hairs. You know why? We're not Boki Begumos. We require Ribui Saros. If there are Ribui Saros, Rebosai, or Arukos, we are not Choshes that it came before the age of 13. Or, there's so many hairs, at least two of them came out, what he calls Mide Yom Yom, every single day, and that's what we rely upon. So Akasha, they quote in the following. We saw in the Rif three different levels where Machmer on all sides. So the question is raised as follows. You have someone who is celebrating a bar mitzvah. Very nice. The bar mitzvah is today. Today is the 8th day of Iyar. Mazel tov, they're big simcha. As soon as he finishes simcha, quick. What? We need it for a chalitza. Okay, very good. I'm happy to do a mitzvah, chalitza. Maybe the bar mitzvah says first tonight. So the part will be tonight, test. And as soon as the party is over at 11 o'clock at night, quick. Well, you need chalitza by day. Okay, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, quick, have to do a chalitza. Question is raised by some of the Achronim. Wait a minute. Let's say you'll do a check. You'll find Saras. How's it going to help? It's impossible to come to the conclusion that these Saras emerged after Shkia last night. Why? How big are they? If they're very big, so presumably they already reached the shear, at least the shear, the smallest shear, whether it be Natul Bezug, or Kritza Tziporim, which according to some of our Shem is already considered to be a Sarah. So therefore it's not a new Sarah from today, it pre-existed. So the question then becomes, so every Sarah, Manashach, if it's less than the shear of Kedei Yochor, Frosh Alikro, doesn't count. If it's more than that shear, likely it had already reached the earlier shear of Netila Sazug or the Kritza Tziporim before the sunset last night. So how can you take a bar mitzvah and then do chalitza? Even if you find Shtei Saras at Yochav Rosh Alikra. But maybe that's not the criterion. You have to be machmir in the other direction. That the criterion is a smaller amount, and therefore that was achieved, presumably, before the sunset last night, in which case it doesn't count. That's a great kasha. On this basis, some Achronim wanted to say, you have to wait a few months to make sure that the Saras came afterwards. Pashtus, we could say, if you have Ribu Saras, you don't have to worry about this either. But I have a bigger kasha. Rabbi Sai, who was bar mitzvah on the Shabbos of their bar mitzvah? They ended up on Shabbos, bar bayom. It happens, one out of every seven. Okay, it depends on the statistics, good. How does that kid lay? How's the kid lay? In order for him to lay, he has to develop Shnei Saras. We assume he has Shnei Saras, Chazaka the Rav. But what's the nature of this assumption? Yeah, we say it's based upon a rove, right? Based upon a rove. And it comes to a rove where the miyut is we said, presumably, you normally have to check for doraisis, and if it comes to rabbanon, they can be mekel, even though it's a miyut and a motzi, not to check. But it is an assumption that there's certainly a rove that the child has developed shnei simanim. How can there be a rove that the child developed the shnei simanim that very day, in those few hours, which it's by mitzvah in the summertime, so the sun doesn't set until 8:30 at night. He's already ready to lay in the next morning, 8:30 in the morning. So within 12 hours, what happened? Saras came out, which were beforehand less than even the smallest shear of Kritzas Tzipor and Tilas Azug. And now in 12 hours, whoo, they shot all the way to the point, which is Kedei Nu, Sheyachav Roshnik, which is usually a week's growth. All right, so part of it can be attributed to the first minimal shear. But you have to have a 3 days growth in 12 hours. What's going on over here? That's a tremendous kasha. That's a tremendous, tremendous kasha. Yes, if you look at the Shulta Gibor, Rabosai, there is a catch a little bit of a break, but not much. Take a look, we saw this yesterday at the end. Kuf Tes Vav, Sifkot and Aleph, where he quotes an achlokes about the day before the bar mitzvah. He says, Levia Shnei Saras B'yoma Achron Shal Shnas Yud Beis Chashiva Shapa Gedolim. The last day. Okay? Alright, so then maybe he already had the it's considered good enough, it's not called a Shuma. Alright, so instead of having 12 hours, you had 36 hours. Still, that's a likelihood, a rove that it happened. That to me, that is a problem which I'm not exactly sure what the solution to that problem is. So my one final point before going any further is the following. So you saw over here, Rabosai, and page Kuf Yud Tes in the Rif. Let's open up to Kuf Yud Tes, Rabosai, in the Rif. Take a look over here on Kuf Yud Tes, about between half and two-thirds down the wide lines, where it says, Nun Beis Amid Beis. This is in my edition, otherwise it's Mimim Aleph. Amid Bina Mashmur, with a small chesed. Shtei Sara Sha'amru Afilu Echad Al Akaf, Echad Al Abeitzim, Echad Begaba V'Echad Bekresa. What does it mean, Echad Begaba V'Echad Bekresa? What do the words mean? What does it mean? What do the physical words mean? It's a matter of significant dispute. A matter of significant dispute. Take a look at the Shulta Gibor on Beis. Quotes the Rambam towards the last half. Beis, Saras, Trichel, Shibamokam, Beis, Ha'erva. U Beis, Ha'erva, Kulo, Mokam, Simonim. Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, Bein Alevri, Azera, Atzmo. U Trichel, Yos, Mokam, Echad, Shibikar, and Gumos, etc., etc. This is what it says. However, not everyone agrees to this pshat of the Rambam. No, Shulchan Aruch, and don't know if you'll have it over here. I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Hey Sif Yud Zayin. I'll read it to you. So it says as follows. I'll just read it to you. I'm not going to go into Be'ion right now, but read it to you briefly. Shulchan Aruch says, first day of the Rambam, V'yesh Mish Omer. Shafil echad begaba v'yechad bekresa, literally, your back and your stomach. Wow. This is take it kipshuto. Why? Because Tosfos says in Nida, ein anu bekiyim livdo kol haguf, to make sure nowhere in the body do they have these two hairs. Shmamina. Gabo Kresa Mamashu. Not like the Rambam said, it's a euphemism for different parts of the Eivori Hazera. So Machlokas Gedoli Rishonim Rabosai, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Hey, Sif Yud Zayin. Could be that the beard is an exception. We spoke about that yesterday a little bit. The beard may just be an early sign which doesn't signify maturity. So here's my story. I'll tell you one story. Pasha Zachar in my shul, as we said, you can't lane if you're a bachor bar mitzvah. It was one, what they call in our language today, a Shabbos bar mitzvah. An away game, if I use that expression. It took place in a hotel. It was Pasha Zachar quite a few years ago. Normally, I would go to Shabbos bar mitzvahs. My wife was expecting a baby imminently. This bar mitzvah was far away, so we're not going anywhere. Okay, don't listen to your wife. We stayed home. The baby was born a few days later. We could have quote gotten away with it, but better safe than sorry. Fine. I found out to my shock that the Bochur bar mitzvah lane Parsha Zachar. So I asked the father, I said, sorry to bring this up now after the fact, but I was just assuming he was Talmud Chacham Yodea Sefer that he would not allow this. He says, Rabbi, I checked him out. So I just looked at him quizzically. What does that mean? You know, Rabbi, this is what I did. I told him to pick up his arm, and he found two hairs in the in that part of the body. So this gentleman from my shul was a Talmud Chacham. He held like Tosfos Shita that the Gabon creation should be taken literally. I assume it was B'Makom Echad. I assume he checked out the Gumos, etc. And on that basis, here's the question: what if we have found nothing? We allow our kids to lay in the parsha on the assumption Chazaka D'Rava. We don't. But if you check it out and there's nothing there, you have a serious question. Would he be allowed to lay? He spent the whole year telling the parsha. Now that you checked it out to allow him to lay Parsha Zachar, so it's a riverboat gambler. If you found Cyrus, then whatever he found here, there, toasted around, but whatever it is, then you can lay in Parsha Zachar. What about the other way? If you found nothing, so we say you can't lay anything? Maybe we should say Shema Nashru, Bechule. I don't know. I wouldn't take such gambles. I never do such a thing. But I'm going to tell you a story that happened quite a number of years ago in my own community, although the actual event took place in an off-site campus, if you will, of in a hotel somewhere. On both sides, with this, we conclude a truncated discussion of this important Indian because of time considerations. Let's now turn our attention to the next sugya. It is now the Numar Makomashi, Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Yes.
The whole thing is all based on, like, we want to make sure the kid has, like, some kind of, like, daya, like...
None to a daya. This is a physical maturity. He has to have average intelligence or even a little below average. By definition, you're not going to use an IQ or the bell curve to be exactly, or you disqualify half the bar mitzvah voice. That's within a normal range. Rabosai, the Gemara says, Cholzu b'shnayim. The wide lines on Kuf Hei Amud Beis towards the bottom. Whole discussion of a chalitza Bishnai. What is Masa Shacholzu Beinola Beinov? Last four lines. Beinola Beinov. Miyadana. I'm Avinu Mashmuel. The Edim Rowan also Mibachutz. There were Edim who were hiding behind the fence, and they saw this action of Chalitz. Rabosai, let's turn our attention, proceeding with the Mara Makomas, to the Nemuke Yosef Rabosai, and see what he has to say. Please turn. Nemuke Yosef, Rabosai, it's page Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, or Tzadi Tes, going on the Mishnah itself. Very, very important. Very, very important. What does he say? Beino leveino. It's on page Tzadi Tes, about the 10th narrow line. Mukala begemara be'edem ro'on otzim b'chutz. Shum da'filu modim. For you, Nemonim Eleno, the Chalitza was done, no one's looking, ain't a clue. Why? Dein Dove Shebierva, Pochos Mishnayim, before Shigamada Pechesim and Alf. Then it says, the Chayotze Bezesh Shili Perigesh Nochlin, Baba Basu Kuflamine, Bibal Shoma Gerashtias Ishti, Asikno Zul Chushla, Veino Nemon, Afal P Shebiodo, Hashto the Garish. Now, what does that mean? How do you read this Nemuke Yosef? Seems to contradict himself from one line to the next. Do you require what we call in our language, Eide Kiyum, What does Eidei Kiyum mean? What does the word mean? Eidei Kiyum means that the Eidei Mabakayim, which means not Eidei Birur. Eidei Birur means Eidei to clarify the facts. If they both parties agree, so there's no dispute on the facts, that's good enough. I owe you $1 million. I have no dispute. Don't need any Eidei. But if you and I both agree that we got married, Reuven and Rachel, and no one is looking, they're not married. By definition, you need Eidei Kiyum. Everyone knows that. That's Mefurash Gemara. It's Din Shulchan Aruch. Everyone knows that. You need Eidei Kiyum. Fine. So the question becomes, Chalitza, do you require Eidei Kiyum or do you not require Eidei Kiyum? Not completely clear. Take a look. I asked you to see the Yalkut Mefurashim in the back. Take a look. You'll see how unclear it really is. I will see the correct answer was given by him at the Ksonis Pasim, who had a Ritva. Without seeing the Ritva, there's no way you can figure out what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is saying. Take a look on both sides. You have Yalkut Mefurashim, page Kuf Nun Tes, on the bottom of the first column. Hinei Loshen Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, Eina Beduktuk Bezeh. The Irei Bezeh Shnei Inyonim. Tobal Sha'omar Girashti Asikna Zilchush Lain Atayma Mishum. Isa the Girsha Kala Isla Lemilsa. In other words, the husband's credibility is compromised by the absence of a kol that he divorced her. That's the Rashbam. It's not Rambam, it's Rashbam from Abbas Rasham. Hakala Shah Tamzeh. Because every get is given, there are always two Eidim on the get, by definition, whereas Chalitza, there's no need for that. Abu Be'emes Shnei Yonimu. We call this Eidei Kiyum. This applies to getting the Kiddushin. He doesn't say he divorced them when no one's looking. He said, what do we aid him there? Rak she'eino aidim lefaneinu. On the top of the second column on page Kuf Nun Tes, Yaakov Mefarshim on the Rif. Habla the Nebuka Yosef Lomar, Kipshuto, Dim Ein Eidim Rowan Oso, Ein Dovah Shabier Vaporos Mishnaim, Da Filu Shneem Odom Ein Amo. So why is he mixing in Kiyum with Biru? Shuv Matzasi L'Rit V'Zal Shekoshav L'Oshin Nukai Yosef L'Oshin Meduyuk. Understand? The Nukai Yosef copies in the Ritva, not the other way around. The Chilkel Mishnei Svart, he calls the Ritva. What does he say? Pirish. To behold the Osan Lo Sagi V'af Al Pisha B'Yodo L'Achlots U'Kadamrin and Hosan B'Baal Shem Agirash Yishti Shafilu L'Habo Eino Namal L'Garmi K'Namrin and Hosan Zil Chushla. Stop. The first teretz in the Nebukhiyo, in the Ritva hold, Rabosai, there's no need for Eidei Kiyum when it comes to Chalitza. Matter of Biru. V'yesha Pirish. Tochi Komar. Mino Yadi. Darein Dove Shabi Eva Poros Mishnayim. V'chia Mino Liel Shem Echol Tosan Hashol Echad Mehem Bifnei Eidim Komar. Umay De Parchas Hocho Mino Yadana. Lav Davka. Elochi Komar. Minoyodi de Mahanya Shafilu he modim viyan amonim elenu, ain't a clum. Kemashe benolave no below edim. Hare the coma girashti sishti below edim. Okidashti below edim. Shaino clum. Vinochon hu. Vinochon hu. Period. He asked a technical question. Kosha the Svari Shonashal Ritva, the Medabez alayama girashti sishti, the Eno Neman lahabo. Hoshamata Mishum Dim Isa the Girsha Kol Islu. Fachalo Shaikze, the Cholot Penola Benoah, Besa Surim is in jail. But Tzorachin, a technical question. Rabbo said, we have to discuss now, we've been alluding to it a number of times since we started this parak. Does Chalitza require Eidei Kiyum? And its counterpart, Yibum, does that require Eidei Kiyum? And the two we'll see soon have a relationship. What it is precisely, we'll see as we go along. So before we get to the that issue, at first glance, wait a second. What are you telling me, a pilpul? What the chalitza requires edim, requires a bezdin, rebbeinu shel olam. On a simple level, the quasi bezin li kuva. A bezin is how many people last you looked? Huh?
Three.
What kind of shayla the eidim? By yib, I understand the shayla. But chalitza? There's a bezin in there. What's going on over here? What's going on? So, Rabbi Kivegan talks about this and says, you know, the bezdin is sitting down. And Adam have to stand up. Technical problem. So you have two Adam over and above the three of bezdin. Rabbi Kivegan himself, although he said it in the tshuva, end of Siman Reish Chafei, if you look in the Dishrush Rechudish, end of Ksubas, he says he backed out. Ede Kiyim need not stand. In other words, to say testimony, you have to stand. But Eide Kiyim, don't say anything. You just have to be there. To Mekayim as a Kiddushim, need not stand. Now the question is, Rabosai, do you or don't you require Eide for Yibim and Chalitza? To turn our attention to the Shilte Giborim that I asked you to see, Lamed Tes Aman Aleph, or Kuf Yud Gimel. Please turn. Lamed Tes or Kuf Yud Gimel in the Shilte Giborim. Please look inside. V'chein nire b'yenai. Shem lo kineis hayovam yivimtov lo nesiach adima b'edim u'shneim odim shaboa b'lo edi yichud lo niknas lo b'osa b'ya kinyin gomer v'niochal lepocho b'get b'lo chlitza shekashem shekidushin v'gerishin tzrichim edim kech kach yibum v'chalitza tzrichin edim. He equates yibum v'chalitza with Gid and Kiddushin. We all know very well that Gid and Kiddushin require what we call in our language Eide Kiyum. Eide Kiyum. What does he mean? Chalitza. There's always a bezin in there. There's always a bezin in there. So what are you talking about? There's always a bezin in there. What is he? Apparently, Rabbi Kiyum Vegas means above and beyond bezin. Above and beyond bezin. The question becomes, is that true or is that not true? Oh. We can suggest the following. Maybe it means it's enough to have those three, no need for two more. And the Chiddush here in the Shulta Giborim, Rabbi Ossi, perhaps is, this is suggested by the Shar Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkop, in Shar Zion Perikei. Nice follows. Had they been only Dayanim and let's say we'll find a din of Karav Apostle, maybe Karav Apostle but Dayanim is good. But now that they are Aidim, when it comes to Aidim, Nitz Echad Karav Apostle, Aidus Kulim Patela, it is in fact No good. It's interesting. The Yeshuas Yaakov says in Kuf Nun Tes Gimel that if there's no din of Karav Apostle when it comes to Dayanim, we say it's not a problem with respect to Chalitza. The question becomes, this is raised by the footnote on the Ritva. I want to tell you what he says. It's remarkable. This is a footnote earlier at the very beginning of the Perek. Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Those want to look it up. It's footnote 37. Beginning of the Perek. Yeshuas Yaakov Taz Gimel says, Emleka din netzach al-kav apostle b'dayonim lo nifsa l'chalitza b'diyevet. Wait a minute. What about Eidus? He writes as follows. Ulai Sova Yeshuas Yaakov Kanesivis Sov Simon Lamed Vov. It's a very, very important Nesivis, end of Simon Lamed Vov. Very interesting, it was a Shaila Halacha Lamaisa there. The Koach, I'm reading a quotation of his summation of the Nesivis. The Koach Bezdin Mashlin Bekidushin Gam Ledin Eidus. Va'av Pemokom Debinon, what he calls Eide Chalos. What do we call that? What he calls Eide Chalos, what do we call? Eide Kiyum. He keeps using it to Rav Yaffin, he calls it Eide Chalos. We, I don't know, from different sources, we always knew it as Eide Kiyum. That's what he suggests. That Koach Bezin can work as a din of Eidus automatically. Midin Bezin, not Midin Eidus. So some kind of an amazing Chiddush. I looked at the Nesivis, and the footnote, the beautiful footnotes by Rav Dmitrovsky, I think it was 122 Aleph. If you want to look it up, I have the Nesivis on my desk downstairs. He says some disagree with the Nesivis. And even if the Nesivis is right with respect to and the Chazon Ish says, this automatic din of a Beis Din only works by a Beis Din Kavua. That a Beis Din Kavua, even though they were never appointed, by definition, they're considered having a certain status in town. And therefore, the Nesivis is Chiddush can stand. Any three guys? Like three guys, okay. What? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Three guys. They're going to establish themselves at a Beis Din over somebody else without any appointment? That has no standing, suggests the Chazon Ish. Right here in the footnote, with respect to Chalitza, it's a little bit better. Chalitza is better than getting Kedushin from this perspective. Number one, a Beis Din has an automatic standing with respect to Chalitza. Number two, presumably you're doing it in the presence of a Beis Din Choshev, people who are not stumped to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And therefore, some of the objections are somewhat mitigated with respect to Chalitza. But now, here in the same footnote, this is in 37. Go way later, just add a 3. Footnote 373. He has a discussion, and he quotes our Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, on Kuv Dalet Omud Beis, as somehow, I'll read it to you. He says, I'll bring you a riot to Rabbi Kiva Eger. You need Aiden. Mishnah, Kuv Dalet Omud Beis. Rabbi Osai, open to the Mishnah. Huh? Open to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah and approve Rabbi Kiva Eger. How is that going to be? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said in Kuf Dalet Amud Beis Rabbi Osai, Cholza Bishnayim O Bishlosha V'nimtza Echad Men Karav El Posul Chalitza Sapsula Rab Shimon Rab Yochanan Asandlar Machshirin. Wait a minute. If you need Eidei Kiyam equals Eidei Chalos, why Rab Shimon Rab Yochanan Asandlar Machshirin? Even though they'll say it's not Mak of the Beis Din, but Choser be'edei chalos, what we call Eidei Kiyum. I'll tell me the two others? No. Mitzad Eidus nifshalu kulam with the nimtza echad mehem karav al posel. So if you'll tell me that in every single chalitza, you miyachet to Eidim, over and above the Eidim, above the Dayanim, okay. If you miyachet to Eidim, that even though one of the Dayanim is posel, kosher a chalitza. But in Bialma, generally speaking, you do not require to miyachet Eidim the chalitza. But the Beis Din serve as Eidim, it's very difficult. Even if there were other Eidim on the outside, let's say, nimtzech and men karav a posel. You'll tell me, do miyachet the Eidim mechutz, as opposed to the Dayanim, dochuk ma'ol nechetesa sheyichdu Eidim achem chutz mi ha-Dayanim, kem ha-Dayanim mishamashim li-Eidim, very, very, very difficult. He doesn't understand. He must be Rabbi Kivege was right. I don't know. Rabbi Osai, I asked you to see the Rashash. This Rashash we looked at briefly a while ago. Let's look at it again right now. The Rashash Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. Remember, his Rai is from Rabbi Shimon. After all, doesn't Rabbi Shimon hold that when it comes to Eidus, Nimtzach al-Karva Posel, Eidus Kulim Betelem? So remember, we saw this Rashash. It seemed to say the other way around. The opposite of this footnote. Take a look at Rabbi Osai, the Rashash Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, it's on page Mem Ches in our print. Take a look. Okay. Different girsos. Rashi says, "V'logarshina b'shnayim." Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan machshirim. Logarshina b'shnayim. The b'shnayim asik nami tanakama. We're discussing what. We're talking about Shnayim. So what do you mean Shnayim? How can that Gersa possibly exist, Rashi says. Says the Rashash, no, I have a way out. What's the way out? Shaper Garsina Bishnayim. V'osu lafugi de Bishlosha v'nimtzech and karav apostle Modu l'tanakama. Why? As Tosus says later on, Kufayim at Beis. Take a look, Rabosai. Kufayim at Beis. Look what it says. They had the gears of Mishnayim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Masam Achiyum Mishnayim. Belongs in the Mishnah. Lav Davka Shnayim. Avaloshin Eidus Piyamanoch Shnayim. Kutras Togashne. No. It means Betoras Eidus, Rabosai. Look what it says. Uve Eidus Kaimalon. Shem Nimtza Echad and Korav Apostle. Kula Betelim. Nu, how can it be? Achat Toys to Sanhedrin and Alfred Beis. The Masal Kiman Kosu. To Rabbi Shimon. Look at this now. Benimtza Echad and Korav Apostle. Not Kula Betelim. Rather, Tiskayim or Eidus Bishar. Where did they get it from? Our Mishnah. A whole new pshat. The Rabbi Shimon denies the principle of Nimtz Echad Korav Apostle Eidus and Betelim. So the footnote on the Ritva is bringing a whole raya from Reb Shimon. What happened to Karav Apostle? The answer is that Tosfos says that Reb Shimon denies Karav Apostle. Can't be any raya for us. Halacha lemaisa. Well, if he's there, says the Rashash, Nidchu Dimei Marav Magia Mishnah Perek Tzayin Milchus Edus B'Shem Mishnah LeMelech Lochir B'Pirush Rashi Cholz B'Shnayim Nimtza Echad Karav Apostle Tavol Shnayim Dibedayonim Lo Amina Nimtza Kulam Psulim. No! Tincharoa, the Gamma Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Tinel Mishim Eidim, Muchach Midvarov, the Machshri Benimsa. So our Mishnah has to be going according to the Shita and denies Karav Apostle completely. It's no right, Allah Chalam Isa. Adkan, the beautiful words of the Rashash, it seems to be the opposite of the footnote 373 here in the Ritva. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we read the Ksonas Pasim in the back. Two terutzim. According to the second terutz in the Ritva, it's a davar shebiyarav and davar pachas mishnayim. According to the first terutz, on a simple level, we don't say that. So Rabbi Kiveger and Rabbi Yehuda say, according to the first day, it's not a davar shebiyarav. And it's against Rabbi Osai the Mordechai. Take a look at the Mordechai we saw a little bit yesterday, end of Siman Nun Ches. Please turn. The Mordechai, end of Siman Nun Ches, is causing proofs. How do you know that the person in fact had Shnei Simonim? So the Mordechai at the very end of Siman and Ches is as follows. V'gam Hetter, everyone look inside the last two, three lines. V'gam Hetter, page Yud Gimel, Kalamon. V'gam Hetter, Yevamo Leshuk, just before Nun Tes. He ever, Kishmuel V'Rav, the Amru Tavayo, Perishareva, Dav Tzadi Beis, Bani Yosenu Tzricha Get, Vavlad Safik Mamzer, Vein Dove Shebierva Poros Mishnaim, Vim Kane, Havikamakas Vionshin, Vial Saros, and Lismoch, Imlosha Tagilach, etc., etc. So you need two Eidim Rabosai to make sure that Chalitza is done. What's this all about? So we have Rabosai, what is the state of a Shomeres Yavam, of a woman who is awaiting Yibam Chalitza? Is she, we call her quasi married, right? Quasi-marriage. She's not quite married, but she's not quite free either. What status does that have? So what are the benchmarks of marriage? Number one, no one else can marry her. Ashes Reuven, Shimon can't marry her. And number two, Chalila V'chas, Shimon lives with Ashes Reuven, the child is a mamzer, right? Huh? So Rabosai, what will happen in a situation of Shomeres Yavam? Right? She's waiting for her Yavam to do Yibam Chalitza. In the interim, some other guy decides to marry her. Is that marriage a valid marriage? Or is it not a valid marriage? And Chalila V'chas, someone does worse than that. Someone lives with her. Has a child. Is that child a mamzer or not? Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, the top line. Everyone look inside. Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, the top line. Amarav. Minayin Shein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Yavoma. Shenema. Losia Ashes Ames Achutz Alish Zar. Losia Bahavaya. The Poshup Shad is, it's a Losa say. This woman may not marry anybody else. But Chazal Dash going to Rav, that not that she may not marry, she what? Cannot marry. Same as Mrs. Klein can't marry somebody else. She's very mad to Mr. Klein. Can't marry anybody else. So, this woman who's her husband, Mr. Klein, died. She now is a kuka to Mr. Klein's brother, who's also named Mr. Klein. She can't marry anybody else. Not just she may not. She cannot. This is Rav Shita. Shmuel Amar, Baniusenu Tzricha Get. What does that mean? Mitoch Aniyu, says Rashi. Datenu Sheinonu Yodim Pirish HaMikra. We're not sure. Is Rav's track correct or not? Misafka L'Shmuel Hailo Siyesh Tameis Ila Lavu Diyasa Ila Tatsama Kedushin. You may not or you cannot. We pass on like Shmuel. It's a Suffolk. And there may be another opinion which says against Rav and against Shmuel that what? That there is Tvisas Kedushin. You take a look over here on Tzadi Bey's Omud Aleph. Tzadi Bey's Omud Aleph from Bosai. There's a case of Yevamah who lived with another man, right? So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Chacham Omrim, the last two lines, Ein Mamzen Me Yevamah. Rashi, Shenisis Lashuk, Belochlitza. Hol Velese Aleha Ela Belav. Rabbosai, normally, if we pass against Rabbi Kiva, Chai Belav, there's no Mamzeres. But wait a second. Should it depend upon Tfisas Kedushin? So according to many authorities, in fact, there is an issue of potential issue of mamzerus, even miyavama. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel in Ichos Yibo. Read what the Rambam says on this very very significant question. It's quite complex. I'm not going to give you an answer right this second. I'll read you the Achronim in a moment. So this Rabbosai may be critical in establishing whether the Davar should be Erev or not, as the Mordechai said. If the din would be, Rabbosai, what's he saying in effect? If the din would be that this woman could have Tfisas Kedusha with somebody else before the Chalitza, so you're just eliminating a lav. Like, for example, you're eliminating an Issa Grusha Lekoyin, or an Issa Mamzeli Yisrael, or Amon Lekoyin Godol. That's not called Dava Shabbi Erva. Rabbi Osai, not every prohibited relation between man and woman is Dava Shabbi Erva. We know what that is. We learned that the first day of the year, back way, way back, the first year, I showed you the Mishnah on Mem Testament Alf, the Malchokos Rabbi Akiva, and the rest. Rabbi Akiva said, every lav is produces mamzeres if there's no tefisas kiddushin. Mem tesim and aleph. We pass can no. We pass like shimon and teimani. Kol shechayov and olav koris. Then we say it's mamzeres. Halacha kedvarov. And tefisas kiddushin is haba atalia. Again, exceptions here and there. So therefore, if you'll say that Yevama has tefisas kiddushin, then her change from being a zakuka to being no longer Zakuka, is not that profound. Before Tfisas Kiddushin, after Tfisas Kiddushin. So why should we consider that to be Davar Shabbi Erva? Says the Mordechai, but we're not Shad Paskin. Shmuel's not sure. Maybe it is no Tfisas Kiddushin. Says maybe there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, so at least a suffix, Davar Shabbi Erva. So you require a higher level of proof to establish that in fact there are Simonim. So writes the Mordechai. So writes the Mordechai. And Rabbi Kivager, not Rabbi Yehuda, claim that the first day in the Ritva is against the Mordechai. Comes up Chaim Oizen in Chela Gimel Simon Chav Tes and says, absolutely incorrect. Even the first day in the Ritva can agree that it's a Dava Shabbi Erva. Dava Shabbi Erva, Rabbosai, for a day Birur. The whole dispute, arguably, is whether you require a day kium. Lo korav zel zeh. The Mordechai says the Dava should be able to do a day birur. Rabbosai. The first day in the Ritva says you don't need a day kium. Everyone follow what I'm saying? We don't have a raya from the first day in the Ritva that he argues with the Mordechai. We have a raya, he doesn't require a day kium just yet. But who says you don't need a day birur? Maybe you need a day birur. This is a very serious question. So it's interesting, Rabbosai. It's interesting. The question becomes, why should or should not Yibum and or Chalitza require a Dekiyim? After all, Gin Kedushin require a Dekiyim. So why should or shouldn't the Yibum and Chalitza require Eidei Kiyum. That's a big question. That's a major question. So before getting to the full-blown, more recent lumdus of the, what we call the Rosh Hashivas, etc., let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch always, you know, has these beautiful discussions of these critical issues. Can you get me Minchas Chinuch on the screen? Not available? What do you say? It's a famous sefer. I mean, it's not from yesterday. One of the most famous svarim. On the Chinuch, Chinuch of Mefarshav. Maybe. Maybe. Anybody know if it's on? I'm sorry. Did we once have it once this year? Maybe?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we did it.
On the Bar Ilan, right? Yeah, I think so. Tuf Kuf Tzadi Tes. Don't sound festive, but it's my issue. It's my contribution. Tuf Kuf Tzadi Tes. That is Mitzvahs Chalitza. And he wants to know in Mitzvahs Chalitza, Im Yibum Tzorech Eidim Al Guf HaMaisa Kemo Kiddushin Lo Mahani Belo Eidim. He wants to know. There is a custom by Ginu Kiddushin, Yen Kayadua. Everyone knows you require Eidei Kiyum. Will that apply to Yibum or not? Now let's explain something. Yibum is Biyum. So what kind of Eidim? What does it mean? What does the Gemara say that expression? No? I'm also like, you know, famous expression. Hein, hein, eide yichud. Hein, hein, eide bia. So the people are, they are testifying that this couple goes in and out of their house all the time. So we assume that there was a maisa bia. Tovkuf tzadi tes. Tzadi tes. Tovkuf tzadi tes. There you go. Thank you so much.
I'm in the
chinuch?
I'm in the wrong part of the thing.
Right there.
There we go.
Tav Kuf Tzadi Tes. Rashi's Kisei. A lot of, I think, 70 mitzvahs in Kisei. Number one. Okay. Thank you so much. It should work. There it goes. Thank you. Able to read it in the back? Is it big enough in the back? Rabosa, yes or no? Big enough? Make it bigger? All right, you have to give me a little... help over here, make it bigger. How do I make it bigger? Where's this? I'm not sure. How do I make it bigger right now? Anybody have a way to make this bigger?
Settings.
Settings. Look at that. Font. Here? Size. Higher, like this? This one?
Yeah.
That's default size. Bigger? Bigger now. Boys, that's good? A little bigger? A little bigger, okay. Oh, how's that? Becoming a bucky. Okay, I wish I'd be a bucky in Shas, like I'm a bucky in this. Okay. It's all one run-on paragraph. I can't believe these people. One paragraph, the whole thing. Okay, we'll have to try to figure out where this is. Good app. Should I display punctuation? Will that help us? That work, or that's just a bluff?
It's already displayed.
You're right. Okay, let's go. We're getting here somewhere. Somewhere here. Ubiika dinzer. I just found it. Im yibam tzarech eidem al gufa ma'isa kamo kiddushin. Lo mahani below edim after shnei modim ve'emes hadvarim k'tiras hakosim the tzarach edim kayodua every bishiva bacha knows that ev shaloma look what he says in a davar zed the kiddushin tzarach edim afinim be kiddushin davar davar mimamim haynu ki matzav erevas davar right that's the word davar after shnei modim yakum davar by mamim u'mezay afinim den davar shebeir bepachas mishnayim tivua kama pamim v'hine look at this now davar shebeir b'haynu arayis. The Ein Kiddushin Tovse. Abel Chai Ve'Lavin. It's a good thing we know what these Rosh Hashanah stand for. Chai Ve'Lavin. Kagon mamzer grusha l'kayin, zelo havei dava shebiyerba. Rabbi says, I hope they don't insult you. V'chol talmid yodeh azeh. Now you do. I mean, he's assuming that any talmid knows this. That just not every yisur would be as right, okay, good. By now you do. Fine. You didn't know. I assume you do. Okay. V'inen bein lasos osa erva kagon kiddushin olatir michal erva havidav shabi erva yafina desor edem al gufa ma'isa ayin shem barashba in kiddushin samachay nehechal yafina daldo lo mahani ayin shem v'sefer pnei Yoshua gana Rosh HaTevis v'yen kamakom el tezeinu. Okay. V'hinei yavama b'shuk pligi rabba shmua v'yavama z'perak ish rabba. We just saw Rav Sover, the ain kedushin tovsin b'yavam l'shuk. After b'chol chay v'lav and tovsin kedushin b'yavam l'shuk siv lo siya doresh the ain b'havayim. Shmuel mesapkele. B'avi nispani yoseinu avi sofi kedushin v'chein kaimala. Right, we just saw the Gemara. Tzad b'ezim and b'ez. Zok teheleg ha'minchas chinuch. V'yim kein. L'rav, look what he's saying now. Yavam l'shuk have a erva. Then kedushin tovsin. U'l'shmuel have a suffix erva, ki efshahu rak chai v'lav. Then came the rav, the yavama l'shuk have a erva l'chol ha'olam, rak en chayov and rak malkos, hine achshav im misya bemes, li yavama, dines seres m'shemeshes ish, lo nosef oleho shem erva, ki gam kodem ayibu moysa erva, rak nitosef oleho onesh chomur, v'zeinu dava shem erva, the onesh lo havi dava erva, Im kein lo habi dava shebi yerva letztarach eidem al guf ha-maise. Ven adoma le kiddushin denasa yedei kiddushin erva. O gerish nidifka min ha-shem erva. Avid ed nitos of eonesh lo habi dava shebi yerva klal. You know what's going on? This is according to Rav, Yiva would not require eidei kiyum because she's already considered to be in the category of a dava shebi. Nothing is... It's already a situation of Ein Kedushin Tofsin. There are many poskim who say, Rabbi Osai, not going into right now, that Nisuin doesn't require Eide Kiyum. We all have, who the Eide Yichud, by the way, Eide Yichud. Rabbi said, from Reb Chaim, you don't need Eide Yichud. Whatever, they're not going into the details right now. Again, you can explain it in a brisk alert, or a minchas chinuch lashon, because there was no Kedushin Tofsin before. No condition tells him afterwards. So it's not considered the label Dava Shebi Erva. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Oh, there's another brother. Then I Yibum Shalechem Nasa Erva Lehem Dava Shebi Erva Tor Eidim Afgufa Maisa Kainira. How do you like that? Because she's until now, the other brother could be Miyabim. Now the other brother lives with a Chayim Misa. Eish is Ish. So we ask, by us, we pass him to Suffolk. All right, we don't know. Since we don't know, so it's a whole decision. Now it's a Sugin Yavamis Nunches. Look what it says. It says over there, Rabbi Osei, Parsha Sota. Shalos Sotis Arusa Vishomeres Yavo. The Gemara asks, Kabi Shemeres Yavam, Heich Mashkachas La, the Boale Yavam, Bebeis Chomi, Hai Shemeres Yavam, Ho Ishto Ma'al Yisa. Once a Shemeres Yavam lives with her husband, it's already Ishto Ma'al Yisa, it's not Shemeres Yavam anymore. Okay? So the Kushe Chamura, he says, the last line. My Maksha, Ho Ishto Hi, Dari Shabole, Shalo Bi Eidim, Tlo Avi Ishto Ladas Bal, Mishto Lamelech, Memnon Lamed, Mishto Lamelech, imagine that. New Rosh HaTevis. That Rabbi Yisai, he's saying the Mishnah Melech has a Shaila in Hilchus Yibim V'Chalitza, do you require Eide Kiyum for Yibim or do you not? I'll show it to you where you want to look it up later on. It's in Mishnah Melech and Hilchus Yibim, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. This Tapakti, but the Kaimel and the Yavama Eino Kon El Bebiya. Yeah. What does the Mishnah Melech say? What happened without Eidim? Maybe that's without Eidim is nothing like by Kiddushin. Odilma, catch this Odilma. Listen to the words of the holy Mishnah Melech. Listen to his holy words. Ki hechi de gzeres ha-kosavu bi-yavama Dafilu she yishneim shogigim oanusim. Fafilu I see yishena kona. Well, beginning of Abba Yevimto. Hachanami neima debiyavama afilu deleka edim kona. And he quotes Hashul de Giborim, we just saw inside, that requires Eidei Kiyim, and he's not sure, he's Mesupik. So that. So the Gemara Yevamos, which seems to say clearly that there can be no, that they're what? That there can be Yibum without Edom. Says the Mishnah, the Mechasech is not Raya. Why? Yevamos, look it up. Aliba the Rav. Goes according to Rav. And Rav, what does Rav hold? What does Rav hold? We just saw in Sadi Bezim and Bez. Rav holds, there's no Tfisis. Let's Chazar again. Rabbi, also take a look. Sadi Beis Amud Beis. We just came from there. I want to show it to you one more time. Sadi Beis Amud Beis. Top line. Omar Rav. Minayin Shein Kedushin Tovsin Biyavomo. Shenemel Osiyei Shlemeis Achutzo Le'ish Da. Let's go slow. I lost the place. Where am I? B'chutz l'zeh, leave out Rav for the moment. The Mishnah zumuk min Rabbi Akiva. Thank you, doshin tovsin b'chay v'lavin. V'imkein thank you, doshin tovsin b'yavama l'shuk. Right, fine. Rabbi Akiva holds, it's like an erva. So okay, and therefore once Rabosai, the yavama l'shuk before the yibum is already considered an erva to everybody else in the world. With consequences of lack of tefis kedushin in mamzerus, says a minchas chinuch rabosai. Therefore, ein tzorach edim for the yibum, v'nik l'slo v'habes ishta below edim gamkein. However, since we don't necessarily pass like we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva at all, and therefore, and we're choshim shita Shmuel, so therefore, perhaps we do require edim. Ad kind of fantastic ha'ora of the holy. Minchas Chinuch. Fine. Everyone, I don't know if you follow the pilpul. It's Hobo Talia. If you hold like Rav or Rabbi Akiva, and she's already an Erev before the Yibum, then the Yibum does not require Edekian because you're not accomplishing anything major. She was before an Erev, and now she's an Erev. No, nothing really changed. Kiddushin had changed, the Gerish changed in both directions. Yeah, nothing changes. Because we follow Shmuel, that maybe she's the Kiddushin, Trichin get by the Yuseinu. So maybe she wasn't an Erev before, so you at least be suffering, you require Edekian. For Yim, that's what he suggests. Oh, this is Or Rabosai. If you want to look this up in Minchas Chinuch, in our edition, you will find this Rabosai in what we call over here in the new edition of Minchas Chinuch, Tov Kuf Tzadi Tes, Sif Katan Dalet. I'm going to skip back a little earlier to Sif Katan Gimel. That'll help me find it. Okay, it helped me find the words Le'el. Okay, I'll look up the keyword is Le'el, but he says, which way am I going?
There, you got it
right there. Oh, it's the beginning. Okay.
No,
you're not.
One second.
Le'el, you saw the word Le'el? Yeah.
After Zion
Pei. Is that Poshet? Yeah. Le'el, thank you. Eagle eyes, wow. Thank you so much. Le'el, Evesi, Diri, HaMishnah Le'melech. I never heard of this Russian. Okay, Memnun Lam, Mishnah Le'melech. Memnun Lam, I was always called Minole. But that's how the Bar Ilan decided to, whoever decided to edit this one. Shinistapek, im yivim tzorach edin kol kiddushin, okay with the kriyas ha-kosav ha-fil ha-shogim, ha-chanal ha-boy edin. Well, maybe with the edin, shara melech, fine. Kosavti l'chora, shal sveka shal mishnah melech b'tzad zeh, keva d'koni shogeg, ein tzorach edin. Frekta min chas chinuch. Ma inyin zel ha-zeh, daf d'koni b'shogeg, mikom ha-kom tzorach edin. So now Rabosai, the Michas Chinuch gives a threshold lumdus for this, which all the Gdolei Rosh Hashimahs from Reb Chaim and on down are marach about. But the Ikar Yesod already is found in the Michas Chinuch. Look what he says. Ach ef shalom. Kevan dim noma de tzorach edim, tabidav shabiyar bakma kiddushin. Uvikiddushin kaimala mesimim membeis. It's also on the Makaros. Siv Gimel. Gam heim srichim liros eso edim, ayin shom. It's not enough that edim are hiding from behind the fence. The men who have to know the edim are there. Him came. Pano gavna shogeg v'chule, lo ro heim eso edim, efshar ein tzorech edim klal. Whoa. What's he saying? A guy is a shogeg. It means he doesn't know exactly what he's doing when it comes to Yibum. Obviously, he doesn't know there are any Edom around. So the Minchas Chinuch is explaining, Rabbi Osai, since when it comes to Kiddushin, the man and woman have to know the Edom are there. When it comes to Yibum, he can be a she's asleep, it still works, they don't know Edom are there. You see, Klar, they don't have to know the Edom are there. And since knowing that the Edom are there is an absolute prerequisite when it comes to Kiddushin, and does not apply to Yibum, Klar, therefore, maybe you don't eat Edom at all. Because the definition of Edekiyum is that the protagonists know that the witnesses are there and watching them. If they don't know they're there, it doesn't work. The Dimma Furshin Shulchan Aruch Membeis Gimel, if they're Machori Aged, it doesn't work. Hold on. He says, Kevet lo dama the Shaki Dushin, after the Ein Tzorach Edom Klal. Oh, even if you'll say you need Edom, here's this bigger Chiddush. This is what the Minchas Chinuch is suggesting, a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira Admo. Even if you'll say you need Edom, look what he's writing, every word counts over here. Even if you'll say, Yesh Chiluk, Debiki Dushim, Tzrichan Shiyiru Hemes O'Edom, Sibim Mem Beis of Gimel. Maybe they'll say, otherwise it's a joke, etc. Beis Shmuel, the Marit, even then with Kiddushin and Mekudeshes, Avnei Meluim, Edom Ein Eichom Lahoy Masha Belibom, Edom Edom, it's fine. Abul Khan, the Kani Afilim Aderach Schok. When it comes to Kiddushin, he said, if the Edom are not there, I'm just joking. You do Yibim as a joke? Madu Alo Kani, Kamo Shogeg. Let's have a joke. What's a joke? We'll do Yibim. Ha 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 ha. Guess what? They're married. Nishka joke. That Yibim is actually works. The same as Shogeg Onas Nishena. Okay? Wow. The Nesivus says a Gevaldik Akash. Yevamus Kufayim and Beis. Our Gemara. Mais the Shecholatz Bein Ola Bein Oa. The parach mina yadu mishanik she'edim roa mimachutz hikshen. And the Sivas asks, look at this. Tov tzrichin heim lira so edim ayin shom. Says the Mechas Chinuch, the Sivas is kasha. Hainu the davka b'chalitza the shom be'ina datom v'lo be'yibu. Whoa. The Sivas is kasha. Assuming it's a valid kasha, it's only by chalitza, which requires datum, but not by yibum, which does not, even be shogeg, be yones, be yeshena, ad kan divrei HaMinchas Chinuch. So Rabbi Osai, let's chazer again. The Nesivus, Rabbi Osai, is asking a kasha. We don't want to end with a kasha, we want to end with a teretz. So what's going on over here? Yes, Dovi. The Nesivus is a kasha against our Gemara. Rabbi Osai, but don't want the Minchas Chinuch. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in our Gemara, a Gemara Mufureshes, Rabosai, Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The Nesivus is a Gevaldig Akasha. Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The Nesivus is a Kasha, our Gemara, Beinola Beinola Miyadana, Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Ve'edim Rohan Olsen Mibachutz. Frek the Helig and Nesivus. When it comes to Gidden and Kiddushin, it's going before. When it comes to Kiddushin, it's a Mefurish Adin Shulchan Aruch, Membeis of Gimel, that if the Edom of Bechutz and the couple doesn't know about it, it's no good. Let's say they're saying about Chalitza. Why is Chalitza different than Kiddushin? The Nesivus is a very elaborate answer, complex. The Nesivus says there are three cases in the Edekiyim. All three are different. Kiddushin, Gittin, and Chalitza. What does he say? Make a long story short. He says, when it comes to get, you need Edom just to make it into a shtar. Unique, a shvuyah shtar. when it comes to Kiddushin, because as a result of this event of Kiddushin, it's going to lead to a Chiyuv Misa if some other man lives with her. As the Pnei Yeshua writes over there in Samachem and Beis, and the Rashba holds basically the same thing as we saw before. He quoted the Michas Chinuch Rashba and Samach Peyud, Sefer Pnei Yeshua. Fine. That's very, very nice. But Chalitza is different. Chalitza is no shtar. Chalitza is no Chiyuv Misa. And therefore he's suggesting that when it comes to Chalitza, you do not require Eidei Kiyuv. Again, both the Minchas Chinuch and the Nesivos are fundamentally technical. The Chaim, however, in his Hilchos Yibum, says it in a much more lumdusha fashion. He says, as we quoted at length from the Reb Chaim's Talmud, Reb Chonon Kovetz Oris, last week, there's a fundamental distinction between Yibam and Chalitza on the one hand and Gittin Kiddushin on the other. Gittin Kiddushin, like Kinyanim, the man achieves the result. Yibam and Chalitza, no. The Torah declares the result. The man and woman do a Maisa, and the result comes from the Torah HaKadosh itself, not from the man and the woman. That's why he said before, remember we spoke about that? That's why Rabbi Chana said, you can't make a Tanai. What kind of Tanai? If I create the result, I can make the result dependent upon a condition. But if I'm not the creating the result at all, the Torah is creating the result, I'm not a balabos to make a condition. We'll come back to it, Mr. Shem, very soon, and I'm not Kuvav. This is Reb Chaim's Lumdus. Happens by itself. Happens by itself. There's no need for Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Kiyum, as one, another Talmud Reb Chaim, the Birch HaShmur of Baruch Be'er says, that Eidei Kiyum is for Das Tavah Shemiyarva. Such a high level of Das can only be expressed in the presence of witnesses. And Reb Chaim's third Talmud, we had Reb Chanan and Reb Baruch Be'er. Reb Chaim's third Talmud, Reb Shimon Shkop, in Shari Yosh, the same place, Shar Zayin Perek Hay, also says exactly the same love as Hay and Vav, that when it comes to Yibam and Chalitza, the man doesn't create the Chalos, the Torah creates the Chalos. And therefore, Rabbo Sai, there's no need for Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Kiyum are not required. Oh. Not for Yibam, and not for Chalitza. And the Shari Yosher, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, answers the Nesivos' kasha and says, since the man is not creating the chalos, but the Torah is, you may require Edim, but you don't require Das Tova Shebi'erva. So if the Edim are hiding behind the fence, it's good enough. That's a Pashup Shad now in Gemara. The Nesivos took it to mean you don't need any Kim at all. No, you'll need a different kind of Edim. The Edim is going to be Mavar that it happened, but you don't need the Das Tova Shebi'erva. So writes from Shimon Shkop and Shara Yosher, Perek Zayin, Shara Zayin, Perek Hey. You need Eidei Birur. Reb Chaim Oizer, who was a contemporary of Reb Chaim's, I don't think he was really officially a Talmud, he says exactly the same thing in Simon Choftes, Eidei Birur, that you don't require Eidei Kiyum. If this is true of Chalitza, according to Reb Chaim, it's true of Yibum as well. And the Rashba says that way. The Rashba says that you do not require Eidei Kiyum when it comes to you. He explains why. Isha hitnu lo min ha-shamayim. What does that mean? What that means is precisely this, we could suggest. That the man is not, forgive the expression, acquiring the woman. Isha niknes. Can I tell my story on the bus? No? Mazal demet ha-isha niknet? I thought. He's not acquiring the woman. Ishik lo min ha-shamayim. It's min ha-shamayim. The Torah itself says so. The Torah itself says, this your brother died, this woman is now a Zika. You do a Maisa Yibum, the Torah's mocked the woman to you with a combination of the Zika and this Maisa Bia. Not that you are requiring her as you would normally acquire an Isha when you do Kiddusha normally. And therefore you don't require what we call the Eidei Kiyum in that sense. Not required. This is all found in the Shari Yosher and other Talmidei Reb Chaim, each one is somewhat different nusach, but they're fundamentally saying the same thing. We're out of time. Tomorrow, B'siyata D'shmaya, we'll just finish up this little piece of this Indian. I don't want to finish it in a rush. We're going to start right away to Gemara of Kuf Vav and Aleph, which talks about Tanai, right? And it's Mute. And we'll see the significant relationship between the Tanai aspect and the Dovah Shabiyarva Edekiyam aspect, B'siyata D'shmaya. Okay.